Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, where would you rather be? How would you rather start your day than right here with us on the Brilliantly Dumb Show? I'm Big Game Bob, coming to you on your local airwaves. Very interesting podcast today. We're doing something very important, something that really needs to be done. Mikey Beardown Cuz and Joey Colcutt will be joining us for a very long segment today. And Mikey Beardown Cuz has made claims that the Burger King chicken sandwich is the top chicken sandwich in all of fast food. It's a new chicken sandwich, I believe, because I haven't tried it, which would make me to believe that it is new, called the Chick-King sandwich. He sent us a picture of it the other day, and it did not look promising whatsoever. It looked like a very weak chicken sandwich. So we're going to be bringing on Mikey Beardown Cuz. We're doing the fast food chicken sandwich trial run to really test out if there is any validity to Mikey Beardown Cuz saying that the Burger King chicken sandwich is the superior chicken sandwich. So we're going to be bringing on Joey Coldcuts. We're going to be bringing on Mikey V for a prize pick segment, chicken sampler. But we all know before we can get to that, before we can get to anything, we must start the show with everybody's favorite segment. Certainly my favorite segment. That is our buy and sell segment. We're not working with stock here, ladies and gentlemen. We are working with food items. It could be a player, it could be a sports team, it could be a tradition, whatever it is. What did you see this week that you want to buy stock in, that you want to sell stock in, something that you believe in, or something that's going to go downhill? I will go ahead and get the ball started. Who else would get the ball started? First, for our buy and sell segment of the podcast, right out of the gate, I would like to buy stock, and it's a shame that this guy's stock ever went down to where I buy it when it is down to get it back up. But Patrick Mahomes, I mean, so many people just counted this guy out this year, saying that he's not that good of a quarterback anymore. People were taking him off their top 5 quarterbacks list, which is just so preposterous. The NFL is such a week-to-week league, and the overreactions in the NFL throughout the year on sports shows, sports talk radio, ESPN, is fascinating to me. And don't get me wrong, I do love it because it's what makes the NFL the NFL. But Patrick Mahomes never left us. He's still, if not the best, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and he has proven that. The Chiefs have won either 2 or 3 straight. They are so back, leading the AFC West division. And to me, it's just an absolute shame that people were doubting this guy, talking shit on Patrick Mahomes that he's done. The NFL figured him out. Now, the Chiefs' offense hasn't been the same. I get that. But Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. Let's not be ridiculous. Let's just cool out. He's back to being the greatest quarterback in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes, buy your stock in Patrick Mahomes. A shame that you have to buy that. Stock that I am going to sell. I'm in Jupiter, Florida. A lot of seafood down here. We are going to be selling stock in something that I actually like. This is a food item that I like. And that's clams. I'd like to sell my stock in clams. I think oysters have just come to be the superior seafood between the two. Oysters get the people going. Oysters get the table going. Oysters are an experience. Clams, however, not so much. And it's a shame because the clam itself is actually very good, but they are very small. It's a lot of work to get to it. Now, it's a lot of work to get to a king crab or a lobster or whatnot, but that's okay. You're willing to work to get to something of that quality. The clams, I'm not willing to do as much work to get up in there open that clam up and get to such a small little clam. And then if you want to get the big clams, the jumbo clams are never that good. And they're never nearly as good as the smaller clams. So it's kind of a tease. Don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing the clam because I do like the clam. I just think the oyster is just skyrocketing of late. And I would like to sell my stock in clams. Too much work for not that much reward. Sell your stock in clams. Something that I am going to buy my stock in, another food item, is stuffing. Now, we have Thanksgiving right around the corner. This is when stuffing comes out of the dead, comes to life, and really starts making an impact in a lot of households worldwide. My issue is, why does stuffing go away after Thanksgiving? I don't think stuffing should ever leave. I happen to really like stuffing. Outside of November, good luck finding stuffing because you're not. It's nowhere to be found. It's gone. Erroneous. And it shouldn't be. It's a phenomenal side. Same thing with cranberry sauce. Don't see a whole lot of cranberry sauce in Thanksgiving. Buy your stock in stuffing with Thanksgiving right around the corner. But I would also like to go out there and say that this could be the year that stuffing hangs around after Thanksgiving. I hope it's the year. I've been waiting for the year to hit when stuffing does make a play after Thanksgiving. Hasn't hit yet. Stuffing. Buy your stock in stuffing. Something that we are going to sell. This is an obvious sell. We are going to sell the Detroit Lions year after year. Thanksgiving Day. The beauty of Thanksgiving Day is not just all the great things that Thanksgiving comes with, but the football on Thanksgiving Day is such a huge bonus. If not, some would say, I would say, the main attraction. And the fact that we have to start our Thanksgiving days out year after year for the longest of time with the Detroit Lions game is just really disappointing. And I would like to make my claim to finally make a change. Now, I know tradition is tradition, but sometimes tradition just isn't working. Tradition just isn't exciting. And that's what you're getting with the Lions Thanksgiving Day football game. I can't do it anymore. I think it's time to move on. I think we need to find a new team for the Thanksgiving Day. And to be quite frank, I don't think a lot of people would be opposed to that. Matter of fact, I don't think the Detroit Lions would be opposed to that. It's time to make a change. Start our Thanksgiving Day off with a banger of a game, an absolute banger. If I could put a Thanksgiving Day team into the cards, something to think about, I would think about the Patriots. Thanksgiving started in Massachusetts, Plymouth Rock could be. Definitely we'll hear some things in the DMs about mispronouncing that right there. I think Pilgrims, I think Patriots, I think New England, I think Thanksgiving. I'm putting my claim in there. Put the Patriots as your Thanksgiving Day game. You know they're going to give you a good game regardless. Put the Patriots in there. Gotta be. Maybe even the Vikings. The Vikings are always in a tight, good, classic game. The Titans, the Vikings, win or lose, it's going to be a close game, come down to the wire. I'm sick of the bad game right out of the gate. Thanksgiving Day, no more Detroit Lions. Sell your stock in the Detroit Lions. That does it there for a buy and sell segment, ladies and gentlemen. Now we head over. Mikey Bear Down Cuts, Mikey V, Joey Cold Cuts, they have taken over the podcast. People have loved this segment. I love this segment. I think we're all gelling together. I love seeing Bear Down and Cuts go at it the way that they do. I think it's phenomenal. I mean, I get into it too. Beautiful segment coming your way. We're going to review, is the Burger King chicken sandwich elite? The way Bear Down Cuts says it is. We are moving on here. Here they come on the Brilliant Ump Show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at Manscaped. The holidays came early here at Manscaped, who just so happened to be the leading men's hygiene brand. Manscaped just launched new products, including their all-new Ultra Premium Body Wash and a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. It's time to give yourself the gift of beautiful skin, hair, and balls this season. Go to manscaped.com and use code 20BOBBY, that's 20BOBBY, for 20% off plus free shipping. Jingle balls to wash to the walls. Fellas, listen up. It's time to leave your significant other some cookies and milk at the bottom of your chimney. I am talking about the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. The Performance Package does it all. Manscaped has it all. Again, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code 20BOBBY at manscaped.com. Every guy out there needs to add Manscaped to their wish list this season. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code 20BOBBY, 20BOBBY at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Clean up your nuts and make Santa damn proud this year with Manscaped. Bring in the fellas. Bring in the fellas. Here we go. This should be very good. This should be action-packed. We're all so... Cutsy in the suit today is really, really interesting. Fellas, are you getting me okay?
Yeah.
Loud and clear?
Enough. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, so we got Cold Cuts, who's actually in my living room right now. I'm in Jupiter, Florida right now, battling a little bit of a sickness. And then we got Mikey Bear Down Cuz, who top left shelf of his screen has a Burger King bag, a Popeyes bag, and a Wendy's bag. And Cold Cuts, I actually will let you explain why those three bags are sitting here before us today. Again, Burger King bag, Popeyes bag, and a Wendy's bag. Bear Down does not look pleased. Cold Cuts will let you take it away.
Well, it's quite simple. We received earlier today a photo illustrating his love for the aforementioned Burger King chicken sandwich, which he has put his staple on. Spicy chicken sandwich, and has stated is Mikey V confirmed is the best chicken sandwich on the market. Now, Bobby, I took a screenshot of the photo that we received just because I felt like, you know, for someone who's advocating for a chicken sandwich of this magnitude, look at this. Now, yeah, you know that what? Is his thumb, and that is the size of the chicken sandwich. It looks like a chicken mini.
You're gonna look so fucking insane in about 5 seconds when the sandwich comes out of the bag and you see that the scale was completely misrepresented by the angle of the picture. You're gonna look so insane.
But was it the picture? Because Bear Down, you claim that it was this. You have a very big hand. You're a big guy. You're claiming that the size of your hand factored into the chicken sandwich looking small, because you did praise the Burger King chicken sandwich. So when me and Cold Cuts got the picture of the sandwich, and I trust you food wise, I really do. I think Bear Down's on the money when it comes to food. It was very surprising. And we had to do what we do best, Cuts, which is call it like we see it.
If you're part of the Gambler's Digest, you will be called out for any discrepancies. And we had to see this in real light. Now, Bear Down said, it's much better in person. You have to see it. So Bob did one better and said, you know what? We're going to see it live. And he proceeded to purchase not only the Burger King Chicking or Catching, whatever sandwich it's called, but also two chicken. Staple chicken sandwiches. Chicken.
Bear Down should be able to speak his piece, and he's being very, very cordial right now. So I think we do have to get over to Bear Down because he does have to try the sandwich. But before that, I would like to pat myself on the back. And yeah, I would like to pat myself on the back for not only delivering post-mating after he's already just had two Burger King sandwiches, post-mating the three chicken sandwiches for the betterment of our viewers, for the betterment of the program, but also to do the touch-free, contact-free delivery option to not disturb the Bear Down family as they enjoy their Saturday, which is when we're recording. Now, Bear Down, we'll let you have the stage, and then we'll get into the chicken sandwich review here.
So I ordered, well, I didn't order. My wife was out running an errand.
I'm sorry, Peter. I'm sorry. Are you eating donuts on my couch? You're on my couch. You're eating.
It's under a paper towel.
Would you get a plate, dude? I mean, I'm in Jupiter, Florida, and I got to worry about getting donuts on my couch when I'm not even there. Would you use a plate, Joseph?
I got a paper towel. Don't worry. You're
all
good.
All right, Bear Down. Sorry. Over to you.
I mean, I don't think he wants to get any of that donut icing on that velvet jacket that he's got on there. That's for certain. I would not risk that. Anyway, wife was running errands. She knew about the hankering for BK that I've had over the last couple of weeks. It's been well documented that I've been craving Burger King spicy chicken sandwich for a couple of weeks. So she's out and about. She's like, listen, I'm going to stop at Burger King. What do you want? I said, 2 spicy chicken sandwiches. That's it. That's all I want. She's like, no fries, nothing. I was like, you can get me a Diet Coke. I was like, but the 2 spicy chicken sandwiches is all I want. Brings the spicy chicken sandwiches home. Now, mind you, I've been up since 7:30 this morning. At that time, which was around 2 o'clock, probably she got home. I had eaten a banana and I had gone out for a decent walk with my boy, probably about about a mile and a half walk with my son. And all I had in the tank was a banana. So I'm ravenous at this point. The sandwiches get delivered to me. Now, out of just a friendly, like we had been talking about the Burger King sandwich, I was like, let me just take a quick picture of the sandwich. Now, I should have known better because
it was a quick picture.
Everything that gets sent to this, to the Gambler's Digest, goes quick under the microscope with the two professors that I'm on the line here with.
So, this one, you literally needed a microscope to see.
Now, if you notice, the closer I bring my hand to the camera, right, what's happening? My hand looks gigantic and my head looks very tiny, right? Right. You see how that works? So the same effect happened when I took the picture of that sandwich. Hand was close. Sandwich was far. Hand looks huge. Sandwich looks small. Head looks small. That's called scale. It's called tricks of the camera. Anyone who knows this, Spielberg certainly knew it. He used it to his benefit in Jaws quite often. So everyone knows this. So this picture of the sandwich was underwhelming. I'm not going to deny that.
Oh, so you do it. You do agree. Bear Down, you do agree that it was an underwhelming picture.
It wasn't my best. It did not do the sandwich justice. It was more of a picture to say, guys, it's happening. 2 weeks in the making, it's happening. The sandwich, it's gone. I understand where you're coming from, but for you to take that take and believe it and try and push it out there to the world, anyone who's actually experienced the Chiking, by the way, it's called the Chiking sandwich, guys. Crazy. Anyone who's experienced it is going to immediately dismiss you guys as naysayers because they know that the sandwich is substantial enough. It's
my thing too is, and what I said in the group chat, and the beauty of the show is this happened in the group chat Saturday. We said, okay, we got to hop on the pod immediately. And we hopped on the pod. My thing is, in a world where there's such a standard on chicken sandwiches right now, chicken sandwich is king right now. No pun intended. You can't afford to have either a small chicken sandwich or just any type of subpar average chicken sandwich. You
100% deliver.
So when I got that picture of a guy, and me and Cuts have never had the chicken sandwich, which is why it's so interesting to me because, you know, I'm huge into the fast food game. So for me to not have the chicken sandwich, I'm solely going off Mikey V. And Jet, I'll have you put up the picture of what he sent us. And he just spilled the Coke. I think he just spilled the Diet Coke.
No, only the ice.
We're off to a rocky start.
Holy shit, bro.
So
okay, now we're okay.
If the shoe was on the other foot and I had taken that photo, 120% Bear Down, you'd be calling me out on it because
at 1,000%. 100%.
Yep. And at the end of the day, I would hold you to it because we as a brand, believe it or not now, we hold each other accountable. And when you're putting a staple on something that now is my name is included with that, I want to make sure that that is of the highest standard. So I'm very intrigued to see. I'm a Popeye's chicken sandwich guy. So I'd like to see the ratio of the Popeye's chicken compared to Burger King.
Also, too, another one that I threw in there that people forget about, I sent over to the Bear Down household, I sent a Wendy's chicken sandwich as well to kind of get a feel for the Wendy's. So Bear Down, if you can, as soon as you get everything cleaned up there, we would love the chicken sandwich review. Now, mind you, a lot of audio listeners compared to the YouTube listeners. So kind of talk them through that there, Mikey V. Talk them through the chicken, what's going on with the review. Step by step here. What's going on, Mikey?
We're going to have to. Okay, we're back. Okay.
You with me? Okay. What happened?
I'm with you. Okay, let's go through it. What should I open first?
What do you want him to start with, Joseph?
I would like to start with the standard of chicken sandwich, which is the Wendy's.
Sure. Okay. Great call.
I think that's the gold standard.
Great call. Great seal. Whoa.
All right.
No damaging the other sandwiches there, Bear Down.
Now, take a look. The seal is intact. Can we agree on the seal?
Great
being
seal,
intact?
Which is huge nowadays.
That's a sealed sandwich.
Okay. Hey, here we go. You know, you got your standard foil wrap. Nothing real fancy there. Burger King's packaging 1,000% better, which you'll see very shortly. You want me to just open it? You want me to go
I'm curious to see why the packaging's better, because we talked about last week that we love the foil wrap on the foil pouch.
The foil pouch we love more, Bob.
What's the difference between the foil pouch and the foil wrap?
I'm sure we'll see.
Well, one's a wrap, one's a pouch. One's an actual bag, a pouch.
Good take.
Okay, so now I unwrap the sandwich. You probably can't see it, but I will hold it up. But I unwrap the sandwich. So do you want me to get side by side and then I'll hold them up?
Well, show us the
size comparison before. All right, well, I'll show you the Wendy's first. Okay.
Yeah, take a bite.
Here's the Wendy's sand.
A little higher for us, Bear Down.
A little higher there.
There it is.
Okay, that looks pretty good.
There we go.
Does good bun, brioche.
That bun looks beautiful. Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, before I take a bite, I'd like to unwrap all three sandwiches to do the circumference comparison.
Sure. Yep. Sure. Granted, we can
now
do that.
Now, Popeyes or Burger King?
Popeyes next.
Okay.
Now, Popeyes, I believe, is going to be a much thicker sandwich.
Oh, it's going to be a juicy,
it's
nice.
It's going to be
thick.
A big boy. It's
going to again be proving that the seal has not been broken.
Seal has not been broken. We appreciate. You know, in COVID days today, you got to have that seal on the delivery.
Now we start to see what's going on here. This is a foil pouch, which is
Popeyes doesn't fuck around.
That's what the Burger King packaging
is. I do get this pouch thing, and you're right about that.
Now, not only is it a pouch, it's a pouch with a wax paper cat.
That is next level wrapping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Popeyes just doesn't miss.
Now, this is a thick sandwich.
Oh, look at that.
That's a great looking
big boy.
That's a thick sandwich.
That's a great looking sandwich.
That is a good looking. And notice how the circumference of the chicken, it just sticks out on all angles.
Now, I'm going to stack the two sandwiches on top of each other. Okay. You have the two. Now, we have identical circumference, correct?
Identical buns, too. I think
buns, but not
identical buns. Identical buns, yes.
Two brioche buns there. Now, I will say on the side to side, I thought the Popeyes would be a lot bigger than the Wendy's. I don't think it's that much bigger. Am I wrong, Bear Down?
No, we're looking at a very now thicker, yes. Bigger, no.
Thick. It's thick.
Okay.
It's got
Popeyes
girth, Bob.
Yeah, Popeyes has a beat for sure.
It's got the girth.
All right. Now to the Burger King.
Now, could you just tilt a little more down there for us, Bear Down?
Say again?
Could you might just tilt in a little bit more down, but Bear Down, by the way, which I think is the most ridiculous thing of all time. Maybe I asked for too much because now we're losing you. Bear Down's wearing Ohio State plays today. He's a huge Ohio State fan today. They did a blackout at the stadium, so he wore all black. Now, mind you, he's watching the game from New Jersey, not from Columbus, Ohio. So he is decked out all black.
May have been the difference, though.
May have been the difference.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now, number one, perfectly sealed, not sloppy, no receipt stapled to it, no plastic bag, perfect fold on the paper. Packaging goes to Burger King right out of the gate.
We got a lot more to see. It's a very biased review here.
Heavy on the napkins, which you're going to need when you see the batter. Very heavy on the napkins. Here's the pouch. We go back to the pouch, Bob.
Take us all the way through
this. The chicken pouch.
This is great. This is fantastic.
The chicken pouch. We have the pouch.
Let's see the sandwich.
By the way, Burger King not slacking on the wax paper caddy either. A full. Now look at the sauce of this burger.
I haven't even seen the burger yet. You're already praising it. Let's see the burger first.
It's a chicken sandwich.
The chicken sandwich.
Right. Now take a look. I feel so fucking vindicated right now. Take a look at this mama.
Let's take a look.
Take a look at this some bitch.
That looks
look
pretty
at
good.
That some Whoa. Bitch.
Yeah. That does look Whoa. Pretty good.
And
now.
I will say, it does. It looked so much. it does look small in Bear Down's hands.
It does.
I'm gonna smack it right on top of the Popeyes. Now look at the girth. Look at this now.
I actually have to give you the nod. I think the Burger King. Let me just say, are we getting organic, chicken, or are we getting caged chicken?
He's going to go through the review there. Bear Down, could you hold all three there for us so we could see? This could be a big win for
Bear Down. Luckily, I have ET hands and ET fingers. Here we go. So now you're getting over here. You see this one moving up and down?
Don't say it. Cutsy, okay. Could you tell
me? I'm going to say right out of the gates, Bob, take the middle one out. The middle one's done.
Okay.
Yeah, the middle one doesn't stand a chance.
The middle one is Wendy's. That was the staple for a long time. Wendy's is done. Okay.
Now, turn them. Yeah, I will say the girth on the one on the right, I'm going to say, is the Burger King one.
This one is Burger King or this one?
No, the first one.
This one is BK. You're 100% right.
That one does look bigger. Now open up the package. I want to see what we got inside.
Whoa.
The pickles, the sauce.
Oh, yes. He should.
Yeah.
Now
here's a big difference. Popeyes goes with the pickles and the sauce on the bottom bun.
I like that play.
I don't, because I like the roof of my mouth to experience. I feel like I get more. But anyway, that's your personal preference. Now, Burger King obviously goes oppo. They go top bun with the pickles and the sauce.
Issue that I've seen, though, with these chicken sandwiches is, God forbid, you don't have enough sauce, because they're not selling the sauce by the packet. You have layer enough sauce on there.
To me, it looks like now the Burger King. Just take a look at the Burger King wrapper. You have a lot of batter, a lot of sauce.
Looks a little greasy to me, if I'm being honest.
Interesting take.
Okay.
Let me see that foil again there, Bob.
Forget about the foil. I'd like to dive deep into that Burger King in the middle of the sandwich there and really see. I will say
you want a straight through bite, I'm imagining.
Yes.
Just show us the middle of the
Burger King first.
I just want to get a gauge of the sauce of the Burger King.
Here we go.
Bear Down. Can you just open it just so we can see the sauce real quick? I just want to see, because I think he's avoiding that.
I'm not avoiding it.
I do feel a little bit bad. We are drilling this guy for this set.
Sauce on there, Joseph?
I see minimal sauce.
I'm just saying.
Let him take a bite, Bob. Let him take a bite.
Take a bite.
Okay.
I heard a little crunch there for sure.
A hell of a fucking sandwich, man.
I will say there's guaranteed no Bahamas filter. His eyes just popped more than I've ever seen.
Let me see the middle of that. Show us now that you've been into that.
Oh, that looks actually very good.
Chicken looks great. And there is enough sauce on there.
Oh, I know people don't like the word. It's moist. It's moist.
Holy shit. I got to say, Bear Down took a beating from us when he sent us the picture of the chicken sandwich. He tried to say it was because of the size of his hand, which I think he's vindicated on that too, because when I watch Bear Down's hand compared to the chicken sandwich, it's fascinating. I mean, he's totally dominating it. Now, Bear Down, you know you have another sandwich, so he's almost done with the sandwich. This could be a huge, huge, astronomical win for Burger King.
Great advertising for Burger King as well. Some free promo.
He is smashing this sandwich.
Now, Bear, you gotta try the
I don't need the Popeyes though.
I try and always look out for the audio only viewers. But I will tell you this, if you are audio, you do want to A, look at how good the sandwich looks, and B, just look at him destroying
this sandwich. He is loving life over
there. And I'll tell you what, Bear Down.
Unbelievable.
Katsi, I think we need to go try it now. But I gotta say, I think Bear Down is, from what we've seen, I call him totally vindicated from the beating he took.
I'm going to give him a pass for now. I am going to try this sandwich this week. I'm going to try. I got to taste it. I'm going to try the sandwich this week. I'm going to give an honest to God post on my Instagram of a Cutsy culinary review, which I haven't done for a while.
We do have to try for taste. That's correct.
Yeah, no, of course. Of course.
But I will say, Bear Down, I do apologize because you were under the ringer for a lot this morning. And you know what? You were drilled and you did take it like a champ. So my hat's off to you. You know, your Ohio State wins. You got the W for the moment with the Burger King sandwich.
It's a good day for Mikey B.
Now, I'm going to bite into this Popeye sandwich because I'm going to tell you this.
Oh, I heard a lot of crunch there.
I did too.
A-plus crunch. It's not nearly as moist as the Burger King.
Let me see the undercarriage. I mean, that looks pretty good to me too.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad, but I mean, I won't even bite into Wendy's at this point.
Cutsy is a big advocate for Popeyes.
The product that they're delivering is top notch. It really is.
I will say, I think Bear Down is vindicated. We're going to proceed here. Bear Down, we appreciate you doing that. To me, it was the best $30 I've ever spent. No
question. I appreciate the free sandwiches.
I mean, yeah, I had to get it done.
Can Holly get a bite of one of those sandwiches now?
Okay. Gentlemen, I want to talk picks here for a second, and then we're going to close down with the top five. Cutsy, is that my coffee mug till you make a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Where'd you get?
I'm making myself right at home here, Bob.
Where'd you get the donuts from?
Krispy Kreme, by the way, the OG of donuts.
You postmated those?
Yes, I did. And I left the box here, but you're not going to be back for 2 weeks, so they'll definitely be gone.
Bear Down, did you see Cutsy did order a Krispy Kreme today? And it was a solo order, which is a bold play. And one that I respect, but a very bold play. The amount of donuts he got, they couldn't fit it in the box. So the box was kind of tipping out a little bit because he got one of these big, outrageous submarine donuts.
Do it in the 12-pack. I don't choose what they give me. It's an assortment.
It was a submarine donut that they had. This thing was...
What was that, a jelly stick, Cutsy?
It was like a Long John is what it was.
A Long John?
That's what they're called, Bob. You never had a Long John?
I've heard of jelly sticks. I've never heard of a Long John.
A Long John as a type of donut?
The Long John is a long donut that's chocolate on top. No. And then you have a Boston cream is the middle one. With the cream stuff inside.
We're not
inside.
Debating the Boston cream. We're debating the Long John.
Long John, yeah. Look it up.
Very interesting.
Type of undergarment, isn't it?
I want to get into just a little bit here on the prize picks, and then we got a top five coming.
Oh, yeah. We had a bad
the other
week
day,
again.
Thursday, we lost the prize picks, and it's amazing to me because when you lose, it feels like the end of the world, even though we had just come off hitting a four-teamer. And this is the stuff that happens, especially when you're doing parlays. Something to keep an eye on that you got to give credit where credit's due. Joey Coldcuts has hit his last six for his last six picks with a tie. Ties fine, works fine in a parlay. So it's pretty much, it's not a loss. Really unbelievable. Coldcuts, just want to get your thoughts.
I mean, it's clear as day, Bob. I'm hotter than a pistol. I mean, I'm in. And some may say that it's tough to get hotter right now. I am not costing any money to the public. I am going to continue. And at some point, Bob, we may have to look at Cutsy getting in on a second pick out of the four. With the amount that I'm coming through here right now, as Bear Down continues to stuff his face with chicken
last
sandwiches.
Last time I tried to put you in for two picks, you cried to me about how it wasn't an official pick.
The official contract stated that I was to make one pick and one pick only. But now you look at the development of how I've done after 1 month, and not to say I'm a handicapper, but I truly believe that I am getting the hang of these things here. And these picks are sticking out like sore thumbs. I'm able to pick these things like they're plums off the tree. I just see them from afar. So I'd like to say that, at some point, maybe there's a discussion where, Cutsy, you ride the hot hand, Bob. You know this. When you're in the basketball game, you give the ball to the hot hand.
But with that being said, Bear Down, I got to ask you, I almost feel that you do not think that Cutsy's as hot as he is. I think that you are proceeding with caution in regards to the Cutsy picks because, A, there doesn't seem to be a lot of research behind them, And B, I just am not so sure that you're a believer in this, so to speak, a streak that Cutsy's on right now. Am I wrong?
No, I mean he's hit quite a few in a row, picking one pick a game. He hit quite a few in a row. I'm not disputing that. But what I do dispute is when he makes outlandish claims like I haven't missed a pick yet. Or he said something.
Oh, no, there. I didn't see that.
Yes, you did.
And Cutsy got
I know caught. I've lost a couple, but the streak I'm on is admirable right now, Bob. And quite frankly, you know, just because I don't do the research that Berdan does, everybody's looking for the ends and the results. And if I give results, who cares how I get them? You know, I can be a
Berdan. Would you consider the notion of putting Cutsy in on a second pick? I mean, we've been hot. Do you think it's necessary to maybe give Cutsy another pick on our prize pick selections?
Do I think it's necessary? I don't know if anything's necessary. Do I have a problem with it? Absolutely not. He wants to start dabbling in two picks. You'll see how quick that streak ends.
Whoa!
There now. Cuts, I love you. Cuts, I love you to death. I'm not going to root against you. But if you think you're going to pick two guys every game and we're going to continue to... It's just the math doesn't add up, bro. I'm just telling you as a friend.
What if I gave a solo Cutsy parlay and see how we did on 1 week?
Yeah, we could do that. I will say, in Beardown's defense, I don't think you realize how hard it is to do what he's been doing.
Oh, no, he's great at what he does. But I'm just saying, I've been very good at throwing in that extra seasoning as the sous chef of the kitchen.
I tell you what, Cuts. I tell you what, this Sunday, tomorrow, why don't we release two three-teamers separate. We'll do two three-teamers separate, and then Bob could put it up, vote who you're taking. You're taking my three pick, his three pick. We submit it to Bob independently, so there's no copying of picks. If it just so happens that we have the same plays, so be it, and we roll with it. Three-teamer.
I love this.
Now, I would say let's play a flex, because flex is always the safe play to make sure that the public secures some money. And we roll like that for a week. And, now, you know, just for fun.
My concern here, Bob, is my picks are going to hit and Beardown's are not. And then people are going to want to start rooting for me and not him. And I don't want to go against him. He's my teammate.
Listen, Beardown,
he's my big brother in this.
If
the student becomes the master, then what do we?
Beardown is 6'7". Okay, 250 pounds, 260 pounds. He's a grown man. You don't got to worry about Beardown. You let Beardown put in his parlay the way that he wants to put it in. You put in your parlay separately, and let's do a little toe-to-toe.
Now, how many games do we pick then, Beardown? Three picks?
It's a three-player prop parlay. Three picks. Now, the only problem is we're recording Saturday. This won't get released till Tuesday. But you can put
it on the Instagram.
We'll update it on the Instagram. Folks, sign up. Prize Picks. Join this roller coaster here. Your promo code's Bobby Props. Get a free $100 matched up to $100 on your entry. And come be a part of this roller coaster. Bet with us. You can bet against us. Don't matter. Just win. Bobby Props is your promo code. Gentlemen, are you ready for a top five? Different top five. Some people would say it's a boring top five. I actually find it to be a very fascinating top five. You guys had no preparation for this whatsoever.
No.
Are we ready for this? We're going back to food this week here.
I'm so full right now.
Did you eat all three of those?
Yeah.
You're a sick maniac.
That's five spicy chicken sandwiches on the day for the kid.
You're a sick, sick maniac. You know that? I'm telling you, folks, you got to watch this one on the YouTube, because even while we were talking, he was just scarfing.
It's the least amount of shit that Beardown's given me, because his mouth was full with the sandwiches. It's true.
I just got to say something.
Oh, he's
out upset. Of the two of us, Cuts, if we compare the amount of shit talking between the two of us, you have by far and away been the aggressor. I have not been the aggressor. You are the aggressor. I lay back. I say whatever you want, Cuts. Bobby, should we get rid of Cuts? Should we vote him out?
Whoa, whoa. Who's saying get rid of Cuts?
Absolutely not.
I tell you what, you get rid of cuts, the entertainment value goes down the tube.
Bob, you see what I'm talking about? Very short-term memory. He's got a memory like a goldfish. A couple weeks ago, Bob was like, should we kick cuts off of the picks? Mikey V, it's your spot. I'll let you say. I said, absolutely not. I said, I ride and die with cuts. I said something to the effect, praising him up and down. And then what does cuts say? Not even 5 seconds ago. My concern here, Bob, to be quite frankly with you, Bob, is that if Bear Down's picks miss and mine hit, people are going to jump off of the Bear Down train.
I'm trying to look at the validity of us as a team. I want us to stick together. I like where we're at.
That could be the first cuts impression I've ever heard. That was, it's pretty close.
Rumor has it that Bear Down hears me in his dreams.
He's got real estate in my head all day.
Gentlemen, can we get to the top five?
Sure. Sorry, yes.
Are we ready for the top five? Don't be sorry. The internet.
I'm ready. Hit me with the best shot.
Wait, I'm going to ask this once here, Katsu. What's the Alabama score right now?
It's fourth down and short. We need this.
Jesus.
Okay. By the way, can you believe that Georgia fucked me? They're up 49-0 at halftime.
Okay. You ready, Joe?
Yeah, I'm ready. Whoa. Are you okay over there? Whoa.
He's nothing but heart, man. He's nothing but heart. Just pure heart.
By the way, Bob is performing right now. He has 102 fever, and he is feeling like dog shit, and he's powering through this thing like Jordan in the flu game. I'm impressed, Bob.
For the greater good of the show, gentlemen. For the greater good of the show. Some would say a fever is better than having to smash down 5 chicken sandwiches.
I wouldn't disagree with that right now.
But this is what I want. Okay. And I think we are going to start with cold cuts here. That's what we're going to do. We're going to start with cold cuts. Cold cuts, what I want out of you for our top five to close down the show. I want your top five vegetables.
Top five vegetables?
Oh, he's a little shook there. No, Bear Down.
Now, dude, wait, I have to ask, like, does a potato count? Do potatoes count like starch?
Phenomenal question. Bear Down, I'm going to defer to you. I don't know. I had the same issue thinking of the question. Are we
counting? I'm going to say no, because it'll make it so much more interesting if potatoes don't count.
Okay. That's the final decision there from Bear Down.
Oh, Jesus.
He wants to see Cutsy sweating. He is. Cutsy is shook by this top five.
This is a tough one because it's, you know, I'm trying to think through all the vegetables. All right. I'm ready to give this a go. At number five, give me corn. All right. I think corn on the cob, corn niblets, cream corn,
corn
a lot of different ways. Love me some corn niblets. Give me corn at number five. And number four, give me Brussels sprouts. I'll take the old Brussels sprouts. I'll take the old Brussels sprout. Give him the old Brussels. Brussels sprouts at four. You know, guys, come on. I'm trying to give the picks here.
I can't stop laughing at niblets.
You never had a good corn niblet?
I have. The funny thing is, I just can't get over it. All right, I'm sorry.
At number three, give me carrots.
I've never seen Bear Down laugh like this.
give me carrots at number three.
Okay.
And then at number two, oh Jesus, this is where it gets very hard.
Yikes.
Number two, give me mushrooms. I love a good sautéed mushroom. You can add them to burgers. You can add them to like a lot of different things. I think they do add it to steaks. I mean, the mushroom play is huge. You know, mushroom puree. I think mushrooms are great. And then number one, oh Jesus, I'm torn between asparagus and broccolini. Oh Jesus, I'm going to go with, give me asparagus at number one.
Asparagus.
Aside from the fact that it makes your pee stink, asparagus is great. Oh, Alabama with the fumble. Let's go.
Okay, what's the score? Are we up?
0-0.
Jesus, it was
That's
0-0.
A huge fumble.
We got to cover 20 points?
Yeah, it's a long game.
How much time is left in the first?
8 minutes.
Jesus. Okay, all right. Here we go. Back on it.
What do you guys think about my top five?
I mean, Niblets did it for me. That's, I mean, it's, you can't be beat off the Niblet.
It was, but it was over after the Niblets.
Yeah. Okay. I think that top five is solid. Okay. Who's next, Bob?
I'll go ahead and take the nod, and then we'll close down with Bear Down. I will go. I like the Korn play. I actually love Korn at five. I think Korn is a great five for that. I didn't think Niblets when I thought about it. I think of Korn even in a Chipotle bowl, what it does to a Chipotle bowl. You got the Korn on the cob. You got the cream Korn as well. A lot you could do with Korn. I got Korn at five. Number four, actually, give me the black bean. I'll take the black bean for
that
sure.
That is a terrible.
I don't think
I tell you why. I'm not sure if bean is a vegetable.
Bean.
It's a legume, actually.
It's a legume. Yeah. Yeah.
It's 1000% a vegetable.
It's
in the lentil family.
Should I Google it, Bob? Because I'm pretty sure it's a legume.
And by the way, Bob, if you take away black bean, you're actually doing yourself a favor.
I don't think so. I love beans. Beans and rice.
Yeah, what else you have in black beans with
beans?
So this is the official word on the bean. Beans are nutrient dense. Beans are nutrient dense with high fiber and starch contents. Thus, they're frequently considered part of the vegetable food group.
Oh,
they may further be classified as a starchy vegetable along with potatoes and squash. So to be fair, if we're taking potatoes and squash out, we probably have to take beans out if we're going to
just instantly helped his top five. I'll tell you that much.
All right. Okay. Well, then all right. Roll with it.
Four, I'd like to sub in broccolini.
Broccolini's good. That's a much better four, Bob.
Give me broccolini at four. Give me cauliflower at three. I'm a big.
I'm sticking with the cruciferous vegetable category.
What does that mean?
Broccoli.
So many words that I don't know.
Broccoli and cauliflower are cruciferous vegetables.
Cruciferous, along
with kale as well. As
but that goes to show you why when he said he likes his BK chicken sandwich, I totally believed him.
I will say this on a sidebar, and then I'll let you continue. I do take Knox at Bear Down sometimes, but he showed me some pictures of his steaks, Bob, that he made. They looked phenomenal.
I'll give you one better. He grilled the steak. We were filming a Patreon episode, and he did the whole episode. He was great on the episode, and he grilled the steak to perfection while we did the episode and did not skip a beat. Which is one of the more fascinating things that I
do. Alabama up 3-0.
That's not enough. Okay.
This man is just, he's unbelievable. I love him. I fucking love him.
And then I'm going to go with asparagus at two. Okay. I love the asparagus play. Asparagus at two. And then number one, the vegetable that's been taken over this past year, righteously so, is without question. You want to say it on three with me, Bear Down?
I'm not sure if it's a fruit or vegetable, so I don't want to sound ridiculous. So no.
Just go with them, Bear Down. Come on.
I'm not sure if we're on the same page, but okay. One, two, three.
Brussels sprout.
Okay. See, I was going to be wrong.
What were you going to say?
Avocado. That's a fruit, right?
Would you give me more credit? I did look that up, though.
I know you're a huge guac guy.
No, avocados are fruits.
That's why I didn't say it.
I got the Brussels sprout at one. I think the Brussels
is avocado sprouts, a fruit? I'm sorry, Bob.
Confirmed fruit.
I think Brussels sprouts have been changing the game. I think you could have it as a side. They do it as in a salad, Brussels sprout salad.
A lot of places char it, Bob. They put like that balsamic vinaigrette on it. Which is great.
They put sometimes a little bacon in there. Sometimes you'll see a mix of Brussels sprouts with like a romaine is something that I've seen. With kale, they mix it up as a salad. Without further ado, Mikey Bear Down, because he's been vindicated on the chicken sandwich. Stage is all yours. Bear Down, let it fly.
Okay, number five, I'm going to go cruciferous vegetable family. I'm going to go with broccoli. And with broccoli comes along its cousin, Broccoli Rob, comes along with its other cousin, broccolini. So broccoli could encompass quite a few things. Broccoli is my number five. Number four, the most masculine of all vegetables, the phallic symbol vegetable, which is, of course, the asparagus. The asparagus is the most manly vegetable. There's no question about it. There really is something to be said about well-cooked asparagus when it's not like mushy and it's just got the right firmness to it. Steakhouse side of asparagus is always a good way to go. Number three, I'm going to go with the onion. The onion is an underrated vegetable. Caramelized onions, we could be talking. We could be talking a slice of raw red onion on a cheeseburger. There's a lot of directions the onion could go. Sausage, peppers, and onions. The onion is my number three. Very versatile vegetable. Comes to play all the time. Could go in any, could play any of the positions. Could play anywhere on the court.
But number
Let him finish. Can we comment after?
That's it for the onion. That's it. My number three is onion. The versatility of the onion has never been disputed.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm not. I mean, I don't mind onions. I don't know if I'd put them at three, but
number two. Number two, the all-encompassing. You want to talk about another vegetable where you just put it at the top, and then it has a waterfall cascading effect of so many different directions it could go. Is the pepper. The pepper.
You could go jalapeno.
You could go long hot. You could go bell pepper. I mean, there's just no end to the versatility of the pepper.
I'm gonna say something here, okay? Because Beardon, you gotta pick one varietal. You can't just same thing with broccoli. Broccoli doesn't include broccolini, broccoli Rob. It's one. It's either broccoli or broccolini.
Joe, I gotta go with Beardon here. I think what he's doing to this list right now. He's using versatility.
Thank you.
It's not just greens.
Yeah, but Bobby, a jalapeno is a much different pepper than a bell pepper. You don't get to choose both.
Is it part of the pepper family?
That's correct. But I'm just saying the overall pepper play.
The question was the top five vegetables. The pepper. Pick a pepper, any pepper.
Peter Piper picked a pepper.
Right. There you go.
And now our number one. Beardon.
Number one, as an Italian, the number one, without it, you would have no spice of life, no flavor in a majority of dishes that you cook. The garlic clove is the number one vegetable. Without garlic, we are, as a society, we're nothing without garlic. What dishes can you make without garlic? Name one that's tasty. Go ahead. Give me one. Give me one good dish without garlic. Give it to me.
Beardon, your list was so good, and you went with garlic.
As a man who works in a Michelin-rated restaurant, what would your chefs in that restaurant be doing without garlic, Cutsy? What could they possibly do without garlic? Tell me. Tell me what they would do without garlic.
You just lost all the credibility for the chicken sandwich.
Any chef would agree with me. Without garlic, they are nothing.
Have you ever bitten into a clove of garlic by itself?
No, of course not. That's outrageous.
My point exactly. It's top five favorite vegetables, not cooking instruments. It's like I love garlic, but that's
I have bitten into roasted garlic clove on the side when they give you like the half cut garlic where you see the cloves and it's been oven roasted, and you know exactly what I'm talking about because I see your face all of a sudden changing now because I sparked something in that brain of yours. You're smiling. The smile is going ear to ear now because now he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I was very happy with your list, and then you go garlic on us.
You could never have any type of sauce for pasta. You could never have any kind of dressing. It would be impossible to exist without garlic. That's why, to me, garlic is number one.
I'll be honest with you, Joseph. The more I thought about it, and I asked top vegetable, it wasn't vegetable side. I think we almost took too much of a vegetable side approach.
You guys did.
And the more I hear Beardon's list, the more I respect it. And I will say, as much as we like to harp on him, you know, when he's wrong, I think this was a really big podcast for Beardon Cuts. I think he was vindicated on the chicken sandwich. I thought he had a really interesting top five vegetable. And I think it was a big one. We got two separate parlays coming in. What was the third one, Beardon? Was there a third one?
No, I was waiting for you to just make something up.
We got two separate parlays coming in. The boys are bud. By the way, the podcast has been better than ever. The people are loving it. The feedback has been awesome. Folks, keep firing into the top five. They're loving it. I'm loving it. That's a wrap here from Jupiter, Florida, from New Jersey, and from my apartment in California where Joey Goldcuts is. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you, boys. Till next time, that's the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Love you, boys.